Robert Albrandt, Robert R-O-B-E-R-T, Albrandt A-H-L-B-R-A-N-D-T. Date of birth is September 9th, 1946. This is for date of service, 6/21/2022. Mr. Albrandt is a 75-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation related to a newly diagnosed multinodular goiter, and he also has a history of type 2 diabetes. He also has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. To stage 4, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass surgery on December 18th, 2009, COPD, DVT of his right leg, and leukemia treated with chemotherapy and followed by Florida Cancer Center since 2013. The patient had a CT scan done recently, which noted an incidental finding of a 1.5 centimeter nodule on the right thyroid lobe. He denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. He denies any polyuria, dipsy, or polyphagia. His hemoglobin A1C is 6.6%. Plan number one for his multinodular goiter, we will order a current thyroid ultrasound to assess the thyroid nodule on the right, measuring 1.5 centimeters. I have ordered a thyroid ultrasound to be done prior to his return. This nodule was found on an incidental finding, and the patient reports no compressive symptoms at the thyroid or difficulty swallowing. Next number, we will check a TSH, free T4 and free T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level. Next number for his type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 6.6%. We will recommend continuing the Farxiga 5 mg daily, pioglitazone 30 mg once daily, and he takes Tresiba 30 to 35 units as needed. He only took it about twice this last month. Next number for his anemia, he is followed by a Florida Cancer Center. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his coronary artery disease, he is followed by Dr. Arsenis. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.